Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Thursday, March 14th, 2024. EigenLayer releases its roadmap to mainnet. Arbitrum activates its Atlas upgrade. Qlik introduces the Compute Coordination Network. And the Ethereum Foundation announces the venue for DEF CON 7. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is made possible thanks to Optimism's retroactive public goods funding. If you'd like to support this podcast, please collect today's episode as an NFT at ethdaily.io/NFT. EigenLayer unveiled its roadmap for the mainnet deployment of its restaking protocol and EigenDA service. EigenLayer is currently in the second of three launch phases. The first phase, which introduced restaking, went live on mainnet in June of 2023. The second phase, which integrates operators into the protocol, is currently live on testnet. EigenLayer is transitioning its Stage 2 testnet from Gorli to Holeski. In the coming weeks, EigenLayer will temporarily pause its web application and mainnet smart contracts to integrate operators onto mainnet, allowing for a gradual operator registration process. Next will follow the launch of EigenDA, initiating the third launch phase by introducing the first actively validated service. Operators will then have the opportunity to opt in to serve EigenDA. The final step involves enabling the onboarding of additional actively validated services, marking the complete launch of EigenLayer to mainnet. The ARB OS 20 upgrade, also known as Atlas, is now live on Arbitrum mainnet, introducing support for Ethereum Denkun EIPs to Arbitrum 1 and Arbitrum Nitro. The update significantly reduces Layer 2 transaction costs, offers cheaper transient data storage, and lowers memory copying costs. No action is required for application developers on Arbitrum. However, Arbitrum Orbit chains must deploy Atlas independently to incorporate the Denkun updates. A further reduction of Layer 1 data posting fees will activate at 1 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, March 19th as part of the Atlas upgrade. Arbitrum Stylus, a WASM-compatible programming environment, will launch to mainnet later this year. Attestation protocol Qlik introduced the Compute Coordination Network, a system designed to allocate off-chain compute tasks to multiple providers tailored to specific application requirements. The network facilitates the integration of data from both on-chain and off-chain sources and features auction-based mechanisms for the selection of compute. Qlik has also raised an $8 million Series A funding round led by Polychain. And lastly, the Ethereum Foundation announced the venue for DEF CON 7, which is set to be held at the Queen Sirikit National Convention Center in Bangkok, Thailand from November 12th to the 15th. The surrounding week from November 9th through the 17th will mark DEF CON Week, featuring a range of unofficial site events in the vicinity. DEF CON is the world's largest gathering of Ethereum developers. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.